thank you for sticking with us with this podcast for a fourth week on the trot. Unless this is your first go. Stick with us, it's great. These are the highlights of my Saturday evening show on Sedgemoor FM. I'm Charlie. We inhale spice once more. I use darts to talk about the station. And we attempt some sports broadcasting.
Somerset hits.
Made in Bridgewater. This is 104.2 Sedgemoor FM.
That was Jamiroquai on Sedgemoor FM, and this is Saturday Evenings with Charlie. Jason is also here with me again.
Hey, Charlie.
Jason, hello.
It's that time of the week again.
Have you had a good week?
Yeah, not too bad, actually.
I'm a bit disappointed, actually.
Oh, no.
Because it's our fourth show.
I love how this is every time we start the show, you're like, oh.
Well, it's our fourth show, and we've achieved so much in that time because we've grown as friends and colleagues, and I've just about learnt how not to break the system. Massive touch with there. But I feel like there's so much we haven't done.
Yeah. Okay.
So I've looked online during the week, and I found an article called Things to Do Before You're Three.
Interesting.
Well, the thing is, the show's four. So we've already missed out on quite a lot, so therefore I want to catch up. So, Jason, have you done any of these? Have you pulled a silly face in the mirror?
Oh, yeah, every day.
Every day. Have you played peekaboo?
Not recently.
And have you fed the birds?
Fed the birds?
Yeah, as in...
There are ducks on the canal. I fed the ducks on the canal not too long ago.
There we go. Yeah. Now, I've had a look on this list, and I found something that we should be able to do in the studio. It shouldn't require much pre-planning, and it shouldn't get into any trouble.
Okay.
So here's one thing that it says you should do before you're three.
Yeah.
Climb on an adult for a piggyback or horsey ride.
Oh, God.
So I want to get on your back... over there, and then ride over to the desk, and then I'll press the button on the next song while on your back. Obviously, remove your laptop from the...
Okay, sure.
Okay.
Why not?
Okay, we'll give it
a go. Let's go, right. Over here.
Okay, so... Ready?
Come on,
Shelly.
Oh,
am I hurting your back?
No, you're good.
Oh, there we go, I'm on your back. I've fallen off.
It
still works. Here we go. There you go, we've achieved so much. Here's Huey Lewis on Sedgemoor FM.
On 104.2, this is Sedgemoor FM, made in Bridgewater.
This is Sedgemoor FM, and that's music from Lily Allen and Take That. Welcome to your Saturday evening show with me, Charlie. And I love talking to people, which is exactly why Jason's in the studio. Hello, Jason.
Hey.
Jason, this is the slightly awkward part for you now, because... I realise how unloved I am, and you have to massage my ego during the songs afterwards.
Okay.
Have we received any correspondence in the week?
No.
No, we haven't. Okay, then. So, let's go blag it and wing it again. This is Postbag Chats. Postbag chat, postbag chat, postbag chat, it's postbag chat.
Yes.
Thank you so much, boys and girls, for getting in touch during the past week. And let's take a look at my own inbox now, because that's what I have to do to see who's been in touch. Do you ever feel bad about yourself, children? I like to do exactly that every weekend, as I had another takeaway after the show and then spent all of Sunday looking sad and podgy in a mirror. Slight change from the takeaway last week, though, where the takeaway company emailed me afterwards demanding feedback, like some sort of insecure date, because they were so needy I didn't reply. This takeaway company simply emailed me and just thanked me for the order.
Oh, nice.
Which I thought was quite nice. And I think that's a much better approach. Less desperate, and I really appreciated it. So if ever you're on a date in the week or going for a job interview, or you happen to run my local takeaway, just say thank you instead of asking for feedback. And boys and girls, I've also had many fake PayPal emails sent to my account. I've managed to avoid the scam, so boys and girls, and sincerely hope that you do too.
That's
first
terrible.
Sign to avoid a scam, check it's not from a prince in Nigeria, first of all, and then just see the email address to see who it's actually been sent from. Hope that helps. If you want to get in touch with Postbag Chat, and please do, then email studio@sedgemoorfm.co.uk and put Postbag Chat in the headline.
Do
that's
it.
Studio.
We're desperate now.
Please. studio@sedgemoorfm.co.uk.
This is 104.2 Sedgemoor FM.
Somerset's hits.
This is Charlie on Sedgemoor FM playing you music from the Chainsmokers with Paris. It is now time to get dangerous. And Jason, you're not really fully sure what's about to happen. You look scared.
I'm terrified. You and sharp things don't go well together.
Okay, it's a new form of show roulette. Because for the past few weeks, we've been playing show roulette and I had
yeah.
a wheel with four sections on it. Three of them had the names of Sedgemoor FM shows, and the other section was blank. If it landed on the blank section when we span it, we didn't talk about the shows.
No.
And that happened every single week.
It hasn't gone well, has it?
With these darts in my hand, I've invented a foolproof plan. As you can see, we put a dartboard on the edge of the studio.
Yeah.
Three darts in my hand. After three throws, if I get a score between 1 and 45, I will talk about Dave Englefield's show.
Okay.
46 to 90, Nick Rickards. 91 to 135, Jason Freeman. 136 to 180, Mark Painter.
There's cats involved.
But this eliminates the chance of a show not being talked about. It's a brilliant idea, if I say so myself. Do you need a recap? Yes, you do. So, between 1 and 45 points, I will talk about Dave Englefield's breakfast show between 6 and 10 every weekday. He has the retro rewind from 9, so the six songs from a mystery year. You have to guess the year. Plus, he'll have local news and traffic reports too. But there's a 25% chance I'll talk about his show, so I'm not going to talk about any more. Between 46 and 90, I'll talk about Nick Rickards, who's on between 10 and 1, and he's doing a really good job at the moment, talking to all of the businesses affected by all the roadworks in the area. But obviously, I'll only talk about that if it lands on the section. Between 91 and 135, Jason Freeman. He's, well, I was going to say he's got a new show, but he's been on for like a month and a bit now in that slot. So he's on between 2 and 4 Monday to Friday with the afternoon bit. It contains I'll Share Mine and You Share Yours, Talking Point of the Day, plus Afternoon Tea featuring Cake. And if it lands between 91 and 135, then I'll talk about Mark Painter, who takes you home between 4 and 7 every day. Much better than the person who was previously in that slot. And if it's your birthday, he'll give you a mention too and quiz you about this day in history. So enough about that. Jason, to add to the tension, if you could look away
okay,
and keep your eyes shut when I throw the darts. Okay, so here we go. Dart number one, now. Dart number two, and dart number three. Jason, Charlie, turn around.
What happened? Oh, Charlie.
They all hit the wall, which means my score is zero.
You need better aim.
I didn't plan for that. So instead...
Or a bigger dartboard.
Like last week, I'm not going to talk about any of the shows. And here's Lionel Richie.
Playing Somerset hits.
Now give me a beat.
This is 104.2 Sedgemoor FM.
Made in Bridgewater.
That's Louis Tomlinson and Steve Aoki on Sedgemoor FM. Thank you for tuning in. This is Charlie with the Saturday evening show, and Jason is also here.
Hey.
Jason, hello.
This is the best bit, right?
Well, it's something that we dread and despise every week, and at this time on another station, they celebrate Saturday with a Spice Girl. It's now time for us to celebrate Spice with the Saturdays.
Yeah.
So we have the music of the Saturdays, and we have to eat a teaspoon of spice while talking about a local event. Last week was incredibly tough.
I nearly died on air last week.
Me too, I nearly died off air. We had a hot chilli powder, and I think this was the worst thing ever. Also, we're prepared this week because we've got water.
We do have water this time.
There is a gym here. Last week when we did it, we ended up having to run into the gym.
We ran upstairs.
Going, water! And I think everyone in the gym just thought we were massively unfit because we just walked straight in there going, oh, give me water. So anyway, this week it is ginger ground, and it is fresh, as you can hear if I just take the lid there, and it smells like it sounds stupid when I say this. Smells like ginger nuts. There's a whiff for you.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so
I mean that's ginger.
Teaspoon up and talk away.
Teaspoon up. Okay, but it's a tablespoon. The things we do for listeners, Chai.
I know. And we know last week after the complaints we got when something accidentally went out and it should have done, we just have listeners.
It's lumpy.
Okay, take it in. Here we go.
All right, you ready?
Go. Talk about your local event.
It's Heaven's Gate Farm in Langport. Hosting Easter Fair on April 16th, 12 to 4. Games for all the family, Charlie.
Okay.
You're going to have to do it.
Here we go.
At Holy Trinity Church Salt, I've had that.
Charlie, what's next, Charlie? Just say what's next.
No, first of all, I need to make an apology. One, I've just spat ginger all over the floor. Two, I didn't properly get to a given event. And three, and this is the most deplorable at all, that was the most shoddy bit of radio production I've ever had to do.
It's beginning to burn now as well.
Right, okay, okay.
Here's Billy Joel. Got a call
from an old friend. Playing Somerset hits.
Now give me a beat.
This is 104.2 Sedgemoor FM.
Made in Bridgewater.
That was Tiësto with On My Way, and before that, Aerosmith on Sedgemoor FM. This is Charlie with your Saturday evening show. Jason is here as well. Jason, hello.
Hey.
And thanks for joining us. We're going to try something new now, which is going to go brilliantly. Yeah. Sedgemoor Sport finished around 2.5 hours ago. So what we're going to do is now give you a recap of all the items you missed from that, if you didn't listen to the show, in our sports roundup. Jason. Huh? Ready when you are.
What? Sports?
Yeah, you said you were going to write
down. No, you told me you were going to do
it. Why was I going to write down the sport? I don't do sports. Why was I going to end up doing it?
What? It wasn't me. I can't do the sports round.
Do you not have anything written down?
No.
Get something up on the thing. Like, let me just, you got the laptop. Get something up as well.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
Six Nations. We can talk of that was last week. Okay. Well, it's last week anyway.
Sure.
Let me try. I can't turn it off even. It's stuck on the thing.
Charlie, we should have planned this.
Yeah, we did. I planned that you were going to do it. I can't get it.
Charlie.
Right, don't worry. The music's about to end. Don't worry. So that was the end of our Saturday sports roundup. What the hell is this music?
Wait, find somebody.
Get out there. Right. Go ask about sport. Just go. Just ask them about any bit of the sport. I'm gonna look at the. Jason, ask them about any bit of the sport you can. There's 55
Charlie,
seconds. There's 55.
Charlie,
yeah.
There's no one else.
There's
in the
no.
Building.
There's
it's
55
just us.
Seconds left on this. Okay.
Oh.
Hey. Do you know anything about the sport?
Charlie.
We
made a mistake.
We can't. Why did we agree to do this sport?
It was your idea.
My idea for you to do it. This is the worst feature I've ever... That's saying something. This is the worst thing I've ever done on the radio.
We had ginger just now as well.
And we ate ginger just now. This is the worst thing I've ever done.
We need to just end it.
I was really hoping to host that Sedgemoor Sport. I can't. The screen's stuck.
You can't stop the music.
Just going to have to let it go. Brilliant. That was the end of our sports report. If you want proper sport, then I'd listen to Sedgemoor Sport between 2 and 5 on Saturdays. Here's Pink.
Sedgemoor FM. Somerset.
Somerset's hits.